Hello, I'm Simon Devonshire.
So, you were talking about, you said quite a few interesting things about how Jersey could be at the sort of the centre of financial technology or medtech of other industries. What's the biggest hurdle Jersey needs to overcome to get there?
So, where I've seen places become vibrant in terms of leveraging the digital economy, it's where they've built fantastic density of talent. It's a combination of entrepreneurialism, investment, coding, and access for finance. It's building that ecosystem is the most vital thing. I think that Jersey potentially has all of the constituent components. Whether or not they're working in harmony, aligned, share a common vision and goal, I've only been on the island 24 hours, that's hard to equate, but that's certainly what it needs to do in order to realise the fullest extent of the opportunity.
And what do you think Jersey's biggest plus, I suppose, the strongest attribute that it's got in terms of building that industry?
So I think Jersey potentially is unique on Earth in terms of its proximity to first world resources, technology, infrastructure, finance and everything else. It also has a fantastic provenance and heritage in particularly in banking, financial services and the whole finance sector. But it's the fact that it's an island, right? So, you know, it's got a captive audience. It's got fantastic resources. It owns a currency. You know, it owns its airspace. It owns the educational infrastructure. It owns the connectivity infrastructure. It owns the airspace. It owns the hospitals and everything else. It should be able to leverage that to its advantage.
And what can the government do to help entrepreneurs, to help small businesses get started?
Oh, that's a very good question. So what can the government do? I think the government can do some very specific things. I think, you know, if it's got a clear vision strategy, if it's able to articulate the direction of travel in all of these different areas, particularly infrastructural, it can allocate specific opportunities, for instance, through procurement. There are a number of things it can do. It can also encourage investment, angel investing. It could create an equivalent of the UK's SEIS scheme. You know, there are a number of things. And actually, what's important is there isn't a silver bullet. If we start from the premise that there's one thing that we can do, we're going to set ourselves up to fail. We need to set ourselves up from the point of view of there's one thing in terms of priority, but we need to recognise that there isn't a silver bullet, so we've got to do several things one after another and build a momentum up in order to get this show on the road.